Hallelujah. This afternoon, I want us to share on the subject of a closer walk with God. A closer walk with God. Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Genesis 5:24. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. Now, if you look at Galatians, sometimes it comes out with some negativity. It's as though there's something wrong that you've done. But the Bible is just encouraging us that we need to walk with God. Praise the Lord. The message there is walk with God. And the rest is just a caution that if you don't do it, then there is the consequences of not walking with God. Now, when I talk about this subject, I'm speaking to us that are born again, and I know you've heard about it more and more, many times before, but that is not the issue today. Why we need to remind ourselves of this is because we are still in this journey, and that God requires of us certain expectations in our lives that we need to meet. What is not, because we have mistaken it for many things, and I've just enumerated a few there. They're not exhaustive, these lists. It is not an emotional occasion by beautiful worship sessions. I'm one person who loves worship, intense worship, and whenever there's deep worship, I feel so much, and I want us to continue and continue in it. But sometimes I notice that whenever the worship team is through, some of us feel like the service is over. So in essence, we have mistaken worship to be songs. So when there are songs, then we say we are worshiping. And then when there are no songs, there's no occasion to worship. It's not true. You are a worshiper 24/7. Praise the Lord. That should be the attitude of your heart, lifting up the Lord in your spirit, in your heart, all through. It is not reserved for a select few. Sometimes we look at the choir, we say, okay, Brother Tony, Kibe and the team, they are the worshipers. No. Worship is for all of us. Praise the Lord. You need to dip into it as a child of God. Let it be part of your life day to day. Some of us also have mistaken it to be characterized by hard work, that worship involves your own intense push to do things, but that is not the intention of God, that you work so intensely, so hard, physically pushing yourself in order to feel like you're worshiping. No, we shall see why it is not. Neither does our frequency to Christian activities, because there are those of us who involve ourselves in so many activities, Christian activities, as a substitute to walking with God. You do a lot, you involve yourself in very many activities, and in so doing, you justify to yourself that I'm walking with God. It is not entirely that. It may be part of it, but it's not entirely that. And also, it is not what you want people to believe, because sometimes that may border to hypocrisy. You just want people to view you as a person who walks with God, but that is not true. You need to go deeper and try to understand what exactly it means to walk with God. So we'll try to shed some light here and there as we continue, but as you'll discover, walking with God is a relationship, and nobody can teach you how to relate. It's an experience that you must go through yourself with whoever you are relating to. And that is when you begin to really realize what it really means. John 21:18. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Now, this verse was spoken by Jesus Christ to Peter, trying to demonstrate to Peter the kind of death that Peter would have to suffer as a result of following Christ. But also, if you look at it strictly, you see that our Christian walk starts from an infant phase and progresses to a maturity phase. And so if you look at it keenly, you will begin to realize that in the infancy stage of your Christianity, you seem to be a loose cannon, doing as you wish, going wherever you want. But Christ is also saying, as you mature, there will reach a time that you need now to be led. Praise the Lord. Our physical understanding tells us that a young child should be led and a mature person should go free. But in the spiritual realm, the older you become, the mature you become in the faith, it's demonstrated by your willingness to surrender for the Holy Ghost to lead you in wherever he wants. Praise the Lord. It is demonstrated by the extent to which you are releasing yourself to God so that he may lead you in your life. The moment you begin to struggle with God, it means you are resisting in moving to the next phase of your life. And so I want to put it across to us this afternoon that in the walk with Christ, for us to mature and to grow from one phase to another, it will demand an element of surrender from each one of us and submission to the Holy Spirit so that he takes charge of everything that we intend to do in our walk with God. Praise the Lord. Luke 4:1, the Bible says, Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, I'm speaking to us that are born again and want to walk with God, because the first verses that I read, one of them stands out so powerfully, the one of Enoch. We all know that Enoch, the Bible records, is one person who related to God so closely, so intimately, that it left God with no other choice but to say, I am tired of coming on the face of the earth. I want you to come and stay with me where I stay. And so it took him. The Bible says he just disappeared. Praise the Lord. I'm putting it in lightly. God was not tired of coming on the earth, but he felt the fellowship he had with Enoch needed to graduate to a new level. Praise the Lord. That was the kind of walk that Enoch had with God. It was so close, so intertwined, that God wanted him to have a closer fellowship with him forevermore. Praise the Lord. Now, why did I share with us Luke 4:1? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But Jesus Christ submits himself to the Holy Spirit to lead him. Praise the Lord. He allows the Holy Spirit to lead him. That's why they say he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Praise the Lord. He is the Son of God. Now that means it is imperative that every child of God, you reach this point where our model, Jesus Christ, has demonstrated, we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and allow him to take charge of our lives, to lead us in the manner that he so desires. Jesus was only 33, between 30 and 33 in his ministry. So he was among those, physically speaking, that's a prime age. Praise the Lord. He could do things physically if he wanted. But he still submitted to the Holy Spirit. What does that tell us? That the physical exertion that we engage in order to attain our relation, a healthy relationship with God, it does not count in this matter. Praise the Lord. It requires you to engage yourself in a new dimension, and that is that of surrender of self to the Holy Spirit's leading. And that will give you a good walk with God. It is basically a relationship matter. It is not any other thing. It's a relationship matter that we need to release ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because it is paramount that you do that. Otherwise, you revert to the things that we were trying to disqualify. You remember in the first we said it is not. It is not exerting yourself. It is not many things that we mentioned earlier. You will refer to that later. If you don't allow the Holy Spirit to take charge of your life, but you still want to insist that you are a child of God, you are a Christian, you are laboring physically. You land into a life of exhaustion, burnout, and fail miserably. You'll be frustrated. Are you hearing me? The moment you find that you are struggling to prove that you are a Christian, there's something amiss. There's something that you are lacking, that you need to go and address with God. You have not submitted to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And that is why you seem to be laboring. He said, "Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you, my yoke is lighter than what you're carrying." Praise the Lord. He will give us rest, and he'll also give us his yoke that is light. This yoke is only, once it is entrusted on you by the Holy Spirit, it becomes light. If you take it upon yourself, it will be heavy. Praise the Lord. It does not work in any case. It does not work. Why do we need the Holy Spirit in our life? John 14, verse 15 to 16. "If you love me, keep my commands." 16. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." Praise the Lord. It's another verse which says, "He will lead you to all truth." And I'm saying this, there are many things that Christ wished to share with us. But if they were to be put in the book, there will be so huge volumes that we will not manage. Because there is the collective expectation. There is the individual expectation of God of me as Kenneth. In each passing day, there's the plan of God for my life for this very day, the 28th of August. If they were to write for me, mine, they write for Pastor Francis, Pastor Abraham, Jignesh, and everybody, you can imagine the volumes. So that every morning we read, "This is what you need to do today." No. Jesus said, "If I want Kenneth to walk with me, I'll give him my Holy Spirit. He will teach him from within. He will speak to him from within. He will direct his ways." Praise the Lord. And that is why it is important for us to submit to him. And he says this, one of the reasons is to help us. To help us. Consider any situation where you need help. And who do you want him to help you? It's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And another thing he says is forever. I'll be with you until the close of the age, forever. Now, the problem with some of us is that we only need help when things are tight. How many fall in that category? I want to see those who are not truthful. Ah, thank you. God bless you. Me, I'm in that group. Many times, we think we can manage many things, isn't it? It's until things become so tight, then we remember, oh, there is a helper who was given to us. Then we go now to cry to him. Praise the Lord. But that was not the design of God. God's design is that we rely on him entirely. From beginning, the easy thing, the things you think that are easy, rely on him. The ones you think that are difficult, rely on him. And if you be honest enough, you realize that the things that you thought they were easy, that the ones that usually land you in problems. When you start off, it's very fast, it reaches a place and then becomes difficult to proceed. God is just reminding you, my son, we started this journey. The basis of it was your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Why are you forgetting him? Now, I'll tell you one of the problems that we have. The problems that we have, Christians trust Jesus Christ to save them. True or false? We say, Jesus will save me. But they forget the third person of the Godhead. They don't understand. He is there. He's the one to carry you through. Praise the Lord. And so we are only saying, when I'm in problem, I cry. But he's there. The problem is that, I don't know if there's a problem. He's a gentleman. He just sits. The moment you invite him, he comes. Praise the Lord. And he begins to take charge. As you surrender to him. The challenge you and I have is that issue of surrender. We never reach that point. Still, there is an element in us deceiving us. There is an element you can manage on your own. Oh, that we may understand what God has given to us. It's important to have him because he will lead you to all truth. It's important to have him because he will warn you of danger. It's important to have him because he directs you to God's perfect plan in your life. And he will help you in times of weakness. He will comfort you in times of need. In terms of God's plan for your life, countries like Angola and many other countries around the world where a lot of cluster bombs and mines were used, people have endured a lot of trouble. Young children, innocent, they go to the field, they find something that looks like a ball, and you know Africans with the football, I don't know that genetic arrangement, but every child in Africa, when he sees something round, he thinks the leg is the right thing to handle it. So the children go in the field, they find something, ammunition that did not explode, a mine, and they think that's the best place to start. Unfortunately, many of them have lost their limbs. They have lost their limbs because of the mines that were abandoned. The life that we live in is full of mines, spiritual mines. But the good thing in those lands, there are people who decommission those mines. They demarcate areas which are safe. They tell you this is the place to pass. There are mines, yes, but if you follow this path, you will be safe. That is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. He knows where the minds, the spiritual minds are in your life. If you rely on him to guide you, he will always navigate through those minds until you reach safely your destination. But the moment you begin to run around, because you feel you are able, there's the danger of always landing on a mine and losing your limp. And many Christians are going through their lives with limps because they neglected the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you are going through, you are a child of God, but the injury that you have suffered remains. Why? Because you overlooked the work and the role of the Holy Spirit in your life. You put him in a back seat and decided to drive yourself. And therefore, you land into problem. By the time he comes, he can only manage the situation and help you to navigate through and accept the situation as it is. You shouldn't go through that. It's only somebody who does not want to listen that will take such a move. Now, the thing is, when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, he always speaks to us. He communicates with us. And some of us, yes, we respect him. Yes, we want to surrender to him. The willingness is there. But the frequency of hearing him, not there. You've tuned to FM 201. He's operating on another frequency. You are operating on a different frequency. BBC is 103.2. Isn't it? In this land. If you tune 96.5, will you hear anything from BBC? You'll be hearing a radio. Imra, Okra, I don't know. They have very many names. You'll be hearing a radio, yes, but that's not the right radio that you need to hear. Praise the Lord. So the issue of communication is important. How do we hear him? This list is not exhaustive. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you why it is not exhaustive. Do you remember the birth of Jesus Christ? You people, you are in the Friday school, you are in the Sunday school. Do you remember? Okay. You know, the problem with teachers, they want response. If you don't respond, I may walk up to you and ask you, do you know? Praise the Lord. So talk to me as I talk to you. Praise the Lord. So, everybody, there were people expecting. They were the wise men. They were the shepherds expecting. To the wise men who were knowledgeable, who knew much about astronomy, God communicated them in that style. Praise the Lord. To the shepherds who always sang songs in the night just to pass the cold, the angels came in a choir. But the message was the same: a king has been born. Praise the Lord. So, what I'm going to tell you here, don't say, unless I hear this, then I've not had the Holy Spirit. He has his own way of talking to you, depending on where you are. Praise the Lord. He knows how you'll understand him. And you can never say you did not know. Because he will make sure that you know he has spoken to you. Sometimes he speaks through gentle nudges. Just a push. That's why sometimes I laugh at my brethren. Sometimes they say, I had something telling me, don't do this, don't do that. And I did not do, I was lucky. When did you start living by luck? A child of God, your life is ordained of God. Praise the Lord. Nothing happens by accident. Begin to be sensitive to those nudges. When the Holy Spirit is nudging you to do something, Begin to acquaint yourself with the way he speaks to you. And you will know that he's telling me to do this. Praise the Lord. He's pushing me to go for this. There are some people even writing an application letter for a job. I say, no, I don't feel. The Holy Spirit is saying, go for it. And they, now, he's not going to write for you a letter and say, oh, take this one, I'm the one who has written from heaven. No, you have to do something and he will push you to do it. Praise the Lord. So be sensitive. Circumstances. I give you an example of Stephen and the Ethiopian. Steve was just walking around. And then he's encouraged to go and listen to what this man is saying in his chariot. The circumstance brought them together. The Holy Spirit leading him. Did he plan that I will meet the Ethiopian? No. Praise the Lord. I gave people a testimony one day. We, as a family, had been thinking of something to do on the land for a long time. And somehow, God made us meet somebody who was a stranger completely. We were going for renewal of our passports. We sat there. And this man comes, and we invite him on our table. We buy some sodas, we take. In the course of talking, What do you do? And then he tells me, this is the work I do. And I looked at my wife. This is what we have been looking for. And this is a stranger. He tells me, this is what I do. I said, can you do it for us in our place? He said, no, I'm far, but I can give you another person. Eventually, a stranger connected us to somebody who completed that work for us. Praise the Lord. Circumstances, God will orchestrate things if you are in communion with him, if you are relying on him, he will orchestrate things around you until they work in your favor. Praise the Lord, because he loves you. Through word of knowledge, somebody will come up, the word of knowledge from God, and speak into your life. Be sensitive. Let the inner man, the inner ears be sensitive. Always, in everything, that any interaction. That's why it's not good, it's not healthy for you to be sitting where people talk. You see, the Bible says, blessed is a man who does not sit in the seat of scoffers. So avoid those seats. Sit where men of God are. One of them will say one word, another one, and one another word, and that word will come to edify you. Praise the Lord. It will be an answer to the problem that you are having. I feel like teaching you some physics now. Praise the Lord. Between any two bodies, there is always an exchange of particles. Some of them are gluon. Let me just call them particles. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter. Even that chair you are sitting on is exchanging some particles with you. Praise the Lord. So you must choose the right environment where to be, because you can be given particles that you don't need. Praise the Lord. Learn to be in fellowship of men of God. That's why even if I'm feeling sleepy, don't. Ashes, I'm not warning you. Come and tap my neck and tell me you are sleeping, Brother Kenneth. But I would rather sleep in the house of God than sleep elsewhere. Because when they are speaking, something will enter me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Divine interruptions. And I've given you the story of Balaam. Balaam and the donkey. Now, this man of God, he was the strangest person I've ever seen on earth. There are some things you take a course, and God knows this is not the right course, and he will divinely interrupt. But because we are not sensitive, you insist on going in that direction. This man is the strangest person I've ever seen on earth. For me, if a donkey opened the mouth and said, don't you see, I will run. I will not start answering it. What am I? What are you telling me? Now who is confused between the donkey and you? The donkey is talking to you and you are answering it. My friend, those legs were not given to you for you. Use your legs and run away. Praise the Lord. So sometimes there are some interruptions in the programs that you have. If you begin to sense you prayed when you started and those interruptions are coming, please take a pause. Take a pause. Holy Spirit, what is it? And be able to listen. You will get the right step to take. Praise the Lord. Dreams, prophecies, visions, Joel spoke of them, scripture, and even the body of Christ. Let's be sensitive to what is going on in the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit will communicate with us. Right? How do you know that He has spoken to you? Colossians 3:15, Romans 8. We see Colossians says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. They underline the word peace. Underline peace. Peace is important because when God speaks to you, there is peace that comes into your spirit. If it is not of God, there will be pressure. There will be a lot of strife. You will find you are uneasy on whatever is happening. That's one way you can identify that this is of God and this is not of God. Romans 8:1, it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now, when God speaks to you, there is conviction. Conviction is different from condemnation. Praise the Lord. Condemnation leaves you guilty. You feel guilty. But conviction is just a push to do the right thing. So you need to be able to contemplate over that and see that this actually affirms what God has said in my life. Quickly, how do we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives? I'm not talking about the baptism. I'm just talking about your daily interaction with God as a child of God. You're already filled. But some of us don't have, you know, in the morning when you wake up, the morning, sometimes when I go to pray, it's important for you just to, you know, it is dark. You have not switched on the light. And you say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Welcome. There are sometimes I look at a chair and I say, welcome. Now, some of you will say, Kenneth, you are teaching a very strange thing. I did not tell you to do that. What I'm telling you to take home is the recognition that He is present where you are praying. Praise the Lord. Have that understanding that the Holy Spirit is there and He's a person. You need to invite Him into your life. Let Him know that you recognize His presence where you are. Then you will begin to have that relationship where He leads you in your walk with God. Create an inviting atmosphere around you. Kenya is a beautiful country. How many have been to Kenya? You are not a Kenyan, but you have been to Kenya. Hey. If Christ comes back and you have not visited Kenya, you will have missed something very great in this world. You must make it a point. You must make it a point to visit Kenya. I'll give you just a few reasons, and then we'll continue. You can find a desert in Kenya. You can find snow in Kenya. You can find white sand on the shore. You can find equatorial forest in Kakamega. Diverse. So you are missing a miniature world. Just come. It's free. If you have any problem, see Mr. Kenneth. He will always... Praise the Lord. There is something I want to share about Kenya that I want us to bring in the context of this. We have our public service vehicles, which predominantly, we don't have a government or a government public service. They are private. But the smaller ones, we call them matatu. So if you remove you from the end, the word will read matata. Isn't it? So matata means problem. Matatu is a control, it derived from the, how they started. So those vehicles can be a problem sometimes. When you get there, they are never full. So everybody continues coming in. If you complain, you are told, buy your own car. So you get in. Now, the atmosphere in that place sometimes can be very hostile. You can get into one, and it's a small discotheque. It's loud music, boom, 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 boom. And of course, you want to go where you are. So sometimes I just put my earphones in the ear and turn on something to listen. Now, some of us bring that atmosphere into our homes. And we expect the Holy Spirit to be there with us. No. No. Create an environment in your house, in your place, in your quiet place, where the Holy Spirit will be comfortable. He can relate to you and begin to share with you the secrets of God. The atmosphere that you create around you will enable you to relate to Him well and therefore strengthen your walk with God. Praise the Lord. I'm just saying, don't allow yourself to be in an environment which is chaotic and at the same time you expect to be in sync with the leading of the Holy Spirit. No. You need to devise a way to create an environment where you can tell Him, welcome, Holy Spirit. This is your home. This is your place. Take charge. Praise the Lord. I know our time is gone, so I'll just summarize. Develop a lifestyle of gratitude. Keep a pure heart. Do not grieve Him. That's what the Bible says. And talk to Him throughout the day. We'll just finish with this slide. Some of you, from morning, your inner person is never in communion with God. It's just chaotic. Things are just moving like that. But I want to remind you of Nehemiah. He was serving in the court of the king. But this man, when the issues were raised to him, the Bible tells us he prayed. He did not tell the king, give me 5 minutes to go and kneel in Bethel. No. It was on his feet. The spiritual man in him was in communion with God. The physical man was there. But the two can operate differently. Are you getting me? It's possible for you to wash the utensils in the house as your spirit is in communion with God. It's possible for you to be listening to a staff meeting and yet you are in communion with God. It is possible for you to be doing all sorts of work. Think of any work that you are doing, but your spirit is still in communion with God. Learn to talk to the Holy Spirit at all times. It is possible. It is doable. But you must practice it and build it and build it and build it. And it will reach a level that you are always joyful. When people begin to see you, you know, sometimes people meet you, Christians, and this man is always smiling even when things are tough. Yes, They're tough, we know. But there's a tougher one inside me. There's one who can manage them inside me. And I've released myself to him. Praise the Lord. And finally, not finally for the message, one day we'll finish this. I talked about the nudges. You know, the good thing with the Holy Spirit is a very gentle person. He doesn't force things. He can just speak to you quietly in your heart. And if you are sensitive enough, you will know this one is not the normal talk. And the more you get used to him, you will always recognize, that warning, that one was from God. It's not something that I heard from somewhere. You hear it. You know, sometimes I used to have problem when I hear somebody stand on the pulpit and say, God told me this. And I, God, you just choose this person alone, not me. I didn't know I had shut the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to me, but I had locked him out. I was not sensitive. I was waiting for a very loud sound. I am the Lord Jehovah. I have come to speak to you, Kenneth. No. He will speak to you in his own way, in a quiet way. Listen to that voice. Praise the Lord. It will do you a lot of good in your life. You will stand and be grateful to God that, Lord, I have learned to listen to your voice. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. If you're the sheep of God, that voice is there. Learn to listen to it. He will lead you in the right path. You will hear a gentle voice say, walk ye in this path. This is the path of righteousness. May God bless you.
Hallelujah. A closer walk with God. Zechariah 4:6 says, Not by might, not by power, not by my spirit, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Brethren, walking with God requires the guidance of Holy Spirit, as we have heard. So as Christians, our life got better as we get mature, not because of our physical ability, but because we have allowed the Holy Spirit to live in us and to learn through the Holy Spirit. As Jesus Christ himself has demonstrated, a life depends upon the Holy Spirit. Brethren, how are you receiving the Holy Spirit to guide you? The question for you and I is, how close are you walking with God today? Are you depending on your ability, experience, or depending on your strength? Or you are learning every day to depend on the Holy Spirit? Children of God, how do you choose to invite the Holy Spirit into your life? How do you receive it? How are you inviting him into your life? How do you hear him? The way he speaks to me is not the way we speak to you. It has its own unique way. All you have to do is to be sensitive and have the discerning spirit. And God, we always walk in our life in Jesus' name. Are you creating a conducive environment to receive him? Galatians 5:25. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Let us be on our feet. Father, we want to bless your name. We want to thank you, Lord, for your message that we have heard this afternoon. Thank you once again that you have spoken to us on how to walk with you. If Enoch can walk with you, we also can walk with you. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit continue to guide us. Your Holy Spirit continue to lead us in the way that we'll be able to walk with you perfectly, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray everything that will create barrier or distance that will not allow us to walk perfectly with you, because you are a gracious God, you will grant us your mercy. And take those things away from us in the mighty name of Jesus. As we continue to grow in our life, let your Holy Spirit continue to live in us so that we can continuously walking with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank you and bless your holy name for your sons that you have used for us this day. More anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God Almighty, you continue to visit him in Jesus' name. Bless him. Bless the work of his hand. Bless his children, those that are here and those that are very far from him, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for each and every one of you, wherever your children, your family, wherever they are, the presence of God, we continue to visit them, to walk with him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. As we depart here, let the presence of Holy Spirit continue to guide us in Jesus' name. And as we prepare for the 40 years anniversary, Father, we pray that your Spirit will continue to walk with each and every one of us, so that in our day-to-day activities, we will walk with you in holiness in the mighty name of Jesus. Take absolute control of this 40 years anniversary in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us share the grace together in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Do have a wonderful week ahead.